Good evening. I wanted to just share with you a beautiful thought on the Haggadah that I think is a little bit inspirational also. One of the four of the Manish Tanas, Shabbachal HaLalos Einonu Achlim, Shabbachal HaLalos Einonu Achlim Chameitz Matzah, HaLayla HaZeh Kulo Matzah. So Rabbi Benel says, you know what this question is? This question is a very, very, very deep question. It's a very powerful question. The question is as follows. When we sit at the Seder and we have our Korban Pesach, you know what the Korban Pesach really is? Well, let's look at what happened at Yetzias Mitzrayim. We traveled through a Midbar. We crossed a... Of those 40, 30 of them are matzahs, as most Korbanos are. Most Korbanos are matzahs, except the Korban Toda has an exception that there's 10 of a rokik and 10 chalos and 10 revuchas, and then there are 10 also 10 loaves that are actually chametz. So therefore, says the Abba, you know what our shaila is? Our shaila that we ask in the Manishtana is Manishtana, that should be called Shabbachol HaLalos, whatever we want to bring on Korban Toda, we eat chametz u'matzah. We have the 30 that are matzah and the 10 that are chametz. We have chametz u'matzah. HaLalos HaZeh Kula Matzah. We only have matzah tonight on the night of Pesach. How come we're not bringing a regular Korban Toda? That's the question. It's a beautiful question, no? It just adds so much depth to what the shaila is, yeah. Who eats the matzah? No, the korban toda, the one who brings the korban eats it, and he invites lots of friends because you have to finish 40 loaves by, I don't remember, I think it's by midnight, by the night, by Al Sashachar, you have to finish 40 loaves of bread. I mean, you know how much bread you have in your house and how your wife is trying to get rid of it, right? Imagine if you had 40 loaves and you had to get rid of it by dawn the next morning. So the whole point of the Korban Toda is that it's a huge amount of bread and you have to finish it. So you'd invite a lot of people and you would, that's the idea of making a Suddhas Hadah. You get a lot of people to tell them how your grave talk Kodesh Baruch, you involve so many people in your Hadah. That was the whole point of the Korban Toda. So that's the question of the Marsha as the Barbanel asks it. So the question is, what's the answer? It's a great question. How come we don't have, if the Korban Pesach in a certain sense is indeed a Korban Toda of sorts, and we're celebrating, we're thanking Hashem for bringing us Me'ever LaYam and Me'ever LaMidbar and from the Beis HaSower and healing us from our illness. This Taka, why don't we have a regular Korban Toda with Chametz? Says the Chasam Sofer in his drushes for Shabbos HaGadol coming up this week. The Chasam Sofer says an incredible answer. He says, there's another Korban in the Torah that is very, very, very similar to the Korban Toda, but it's not the Korban Toda. It's similar in three quarters of its contents. It's the Korban HaMiluim. When the Kohanim were appointed, were ready to take over for the Bechorim, and they had to be inaugurated, they had to be Nischanech, elevated to become Kohanim, so they had to bring a Korban Miluim. What was the Korban Miluim? All three of the Mishnah Menachos actually says, Hamiluin is the same as the three types of matzahs in the Korban Toda. The Chalos, the Rekik, and the Revicha. It's the same thing as the Korban Toda, just missing the Chametz aspect. Says the Chasam Sofer, at the Seder, at the Korban Pesach, is not a type of Korban Toda. Because Taka, the Korban Toda would have Chametz, and here, tonight we don't have Chametz. Instead of being like a Korban Toda, it's like a Korban Miluim, says the Chasam Sofer, to answer the Barbanel's question. What's the Korban Miluim? Why is that significant? Because the Korban Miluim was that which elevated the Kohanim to become who they are, to dedicate themselves to Avodas Hashem. When we come to the Seder night, when we come to eat our Korban Pesach, we come and sit down at the Seder, we're not just saying, thank you Hashem for getting us out of Mitzrayim, for bringing us through the Midbar, for bringing us through Yam Sof, and for healing us. We're saying, thank you Hashem for elevating us, to bring us to Hasinai, to elevating us, to make us not B'nei Chorin, just free from Avdus of Mitzrayim, but B'nei Chorin, Elocha B'nei Chorin, Elo Osik B'Torah. For elevating us, for being Mechanichas, and that's why we have exactly the Korban Toda minus all the matzah, the Chametz. Because that's the Korban Milum, which is exactly the same thing, just Kulo Matzah. And that's the gratitude that we have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what we hopefully ask. When we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to, when we have our Seder, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us appreciate what we're getting, what we're becoming. And of course, that's why the whole goal of the Dayenus is not just to achieve a point of Dayenu that you did all the things in the past, but that you bring us to Eretz Yisrael to do the mitzvahs and to build a base of mitzvahs, l'chapel avanaseinu. And just for the final puncher, the first four words of Hallel HaMitzvah, to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Yitzias Mitzrayim, is what? Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Avdei Hashem. That's our true freedom. That's our true chayrus. Our true chayrus is the fact that we are Avadim, but Avadim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Which is Zocha to take the opportunity to rededicate ourselves, that's Hashem, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chanan b'yakash yamar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zakaz v'tzal 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 v'